you with trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know. I ain't going to lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely at some point will have to, like, give me that explanation, because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug E. Fresh. And I want you to know, without a shadow of a doubt, this is what it's all about. You're listening to the manmindset.com. Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams, as we go a little something like this. Hit it. The man mindset. You won't regret that you have met the man, Steve the Dean Williams, putting it down for real every single time. Love, Dougie Fresh.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you're never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now is your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focus. We got the man mindset.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to give a shout out to everybody listening to the show. Hope everybody is good. Again, this show is not like any shows that y'all listen to. Just a few announcements. But before we tell you, this is 100% original, 100% authentic. Everything that we talk about is in-house, so there is nothing regurgitated or repeated here from somebody else. We keep everything where we're at. Also want to let you guys know, all my UK guys, we're going to do a live show at 3 in the morning, around 3 a.m. in the morning. So prepare for that. We'll kick off a show late in the morning at 3 a.m. Want to let you guys know that. But also what we do want to let you guys know also that next month, in the next week or so, we're going to be kicking off my birthday month. So the birthday package will be over 30 hours at $99. You'll be able to hear my mentor and all that stuff. So And there'll be discounts on all products. Not all products, but we'll give you a list of products that we have discounts on. And you'll be able to check that out. But anyway, let's get back into the show, guys. I want to say thank you all you guys. If you take a moment to like, subscribe, share, and hit the notifications. We want to say thank you to all you guys out there doing that. And we want to say that we appreciate all you guys out there. Excuse me. Also, I do want to give a shout-out to, I'm sorry, right here. Where is it at right here? The 323. Give a shout-out to my chat room dogs out there. But also, before we even give you all a shout-out, we ask everybody that's in here, go ahead and get in your car. Go to your puzzle store. Go to Walmart. Go to Amazon. Hobby Lobby. Go to Michael's. Go anywhere. Grab your 100-piece puzzle set. Take your time. Put them together and learn what game is. That means going all the way home, dumping the puzzle pieces out, throwing the box away, and start the process of creating your life the right way. We also want to say for you guys out there, go ahead and get your crayons out. Go ahead and take notes, and we got you. If you have a question, please put a Q in there. If you gentlemen out here want to have a text message or something like that, let me know. I got you. And also, gentlemen, if you guys out there want to call in, y'all have the number. Please call in. We love to hear from each and every one of you, getting your anything that we can do to help you see the game in a different way. But this is going to be a very good show for you guys out here, because at the end of the day, this is not to tear women down. And this is, again, we're not here to talk bad about women or tear women down. We're here to show you a different aspect of the game that most of you guys don't even know that is out there, because of the worship of women, the worship of females. And we're going to give you a different perspective of game, like we always do. But I do want to say this. This is not a woman bashing show. We don't bash women. This is not saying that women are ain't shit and all that other stuff. But they've got to work for us. And we're going to talk about that. And it's and most of all we're going to talk about is us more than we talk about the woman, because it's very important that we make sure that everything we do is for ourselves. And before we get into this, we need to go over a few things. Let's go over a few things first before we talk about taking the power out of the pussy. Understand this, gentlemen. Every woman that you run into, you see. And every woman that you see online, every woman that you see in the grocery store, every woman that you see everywhere, they will hide their insecurities and their low self-worth behind dresses, purses, shoes. As we always say, we don't need to get into all those things that they will hide behind. But the reason that they're hiding behind is because they don't feel like they're good enough. And if you think about most women, they only seep to their mindset, because as I said to you guys real quick, because we want you to look at this real quick before we move on to you. So I want to say this. Please understand that women also have a theater number one as well, which they live in. And they also have somebody that's holding them back from their potential by telling them that they are not good enough. And a lot of women believe that. So a lot of women make a lot of bad choices, make a lot of bad decisions and things like that. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about you guys out here worshiping women when you should not be worshiping one single woman out there. Not even your mother you should worship, because your mother is kind of like working for women. They love your mother, but you don't need to worship your mother, appreciate your mother and things like that. But what we're trying to get you guys to see out here as far as game goes, let me answer this question. I'll start to develop a blueprint in my own game. Terry, listen. Can you please, you got your pathway. I ask you kindly, please don't interrupt the class when you have the information already. I find that truly disrespectful, okay? Don't do that again. Do not do that again. But as I was saying before, gentlemen, listen. Most women out here think they're beautiful. Most women are told that they're beautiful. Most women look at affirmations to look at they're beautiful. But one thing my mentor told me to do when I was young, because I thought the game was about women when I was young. Gentlemen, listen to me. I thought the game was about women when I was young. Boy, was I fucking wrong. And my mentor made me just watch, like just go home and watch TV. And after the show you watch in the daytime, just look at the commercial ads. Look at the commercial ads, and the commercial ads are going to tell you the truth that most people don't see. See, most of you guys, y'all turn on your TVs and look at the commercial ads, but you just bypass them and you don't really look between the lines. As I told you the other, like yesterday, we were talking about the Jay-Z, Kevin Hart thing. The marketing advertisers know that because of women's insecurities, they know how to manipulate and use them to tweak and fuck with their low self-worth to make them feel like they're worthy by buying said product. That's why women are our greatest consumers. That's why when you walk into a mall, like when you go into a mall, inside the mall, not from the outside of the mall, but when you're in a mall and you see like Macy's or Dillard's or the major stores, what do you see when you walk in? Purses, dresses, cologne. I mean, purses, some cologne, perfumes, and women's supplies. Because they know that the woman that is walking in is going to get drawn in to the bullshit that she sees. And now this is very important because, as I said before, the draw in of what a woman sees, gentlemen, is the thing that makes her say to herself, "And you know what? Wow, this is a new perfume. This might look good on me. This is a new dress. This is a new purse." If you walk into malls, all you will see is dresses, purses, and shoes when you go into any department store. And they always put the women's stuff first as you walk in. Then maybe the kids, and then the men are all in the back sometimes. No, because the men don't fucking matter. It's selling product to women to make them think that by using this product, their self-worth is going to be taken away. And there's more power in a piece of clothing right now for a lot of you guys than you have right now, because that piece of clothing takes power out of the pussy, in which we're going to be talking about today. So, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. We got you. Let me bring in 443 real quick before we continue. 443, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, brother?
My two questions involve my detective and the black dude and the black lady. So does my detective walk hand in hand with the black dude? So I'm asking because you mentioned that once you...
I cannot hear you. Wait, sir. Please fix your phone, get off a speaker or something, because I cannot fucking hear you.
All right, can you hear me now?
Let's talk like a man. Now, what's that? Speak up now so everybody can hear you. Now, what is your question?
All right, gotcha. So my question is, does my detective walk hand in hand with the black dude in the black hoodie? Because you mentioned that once you got her...
Does your detective walk hand in hand with a black dude? What?
Yeah. The black dude that you have. Yeah, the black hoodie guy. Remember him? The one that you always put on your screen.
Does your detective walk with a black guy?
No. So does this black dude you have on your... I don't know what you call him, but I think we call him fear. We call him the insecurities or what? You know, what we might call him. But it's the guy,
you
with
mean
the black,
guy
black
in
hoodie.
The cloak, not a black guy.
Yeah.
A guy with the hood on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
be
yeah,
more
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What about it? What about it?
Yeah. So does it walk hand in hand with him? Because you mentioned that, you know,
no,
once
he doesn't
you figure
walk
out,
hand in hand, there's two different. There
okay.
are two different lines of thought there.
Okay.
The guy in the cloak, the liar that fucks you guys over, is an I do. The guy working
okay.
for you is an I am. So it's two totally different things.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So I thought you had two questions. That was it? Okay. All right. Why did you ask that question real quick? Okay, he hung up. I don't fucking understand what he's talking about. I don't. My God, black. He's like the black guy. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, guys, sorry, guys. I got to answer these questions. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. All right, so let's get into this, and let's talk about you guys for a second so you guys can understand game. Okay. So when I was young, as I was watching these shows, which is right in your face. I mean, everything tells you right in your face. Women buy into beauty because beauty covers up the lies that they have on the inside. See, most of you guys think that because a woman looks good, that she has her shit together. And I tell you, the prettier the woman, the greater the insecurity. A lot of young girls, unfortunately, they're always insecure. It's just how it is. They're always competing against the next woman, competing against herself, blah, 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 blah. But how can you not utilize those things, because I want to make sure I say this and be honest, is that we're not here to manipulate or deceive her insecurities. That's not what we're here to do. But what I'm here to do is I'm here to show you some game and how you can maneuver yourself to win with women, to win in this game. See, most of you guys have to understand that it is your core of what you are that will take not only the power out of the pussy, but it will draw her to you to be the source of power to make her feel special, to make her feel like she's important, to make her feel happy, to make her feel sexy. And see, this is where so many of you guys go wrong, because you lack the game of learning about yourself. You see, I always thought at 9 years old or 8 years old and 7 years old, I thought it was always about the woman. But I realized your core is the thing that fuels what you are, like an engine to a car. And this core that I talk about is a source that most of you guys never try to get to, because you're trying to get to somebody who is displaying the same feelings and things that you have. And this is why you don't get, because a woman does not want to be with somebody who is insecure. Now, please understand this, guys, and this might sting a little bit, but what you have to understand about women is that here's $1 million question. Every woman out there can meet somebody right now. She can go out her door and she can choose a guy for dinner. She can choose a guy to be in a relationship. She can choose a guy to be engaged with. She can choose a sucker to move into his place. She can choose someone to take 3 or 4 months of his rent or his money to buy a ring. And she can get married whenever she wants to. But here's the big question. Why are all these women single, alone, and damn near miserable when they have the option, gentlemen, to get it? No, wait a second. Let me stop. Let me correct you, because this is not no red pill shit. No, women want the bag from your weak ass, Billy. They want the weak. See, the only reason why they want the bag from you is because you don't have any game. Because all right now, you're doing what women do. Look at what you're doing. You don't even realize what you're doing. You're sitting here automatically assuming that all women want the bag, and that's not the truth. Women want a man. That's what they want. Excuse me, not want, but need a man. But the thing about you, Billy, that you understand is that you're the problem. You're the reason why they do what they do, because you're very weak. And I'm just saying this with love. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep it real, because we're not going to have any red pill rhetoric in a man's space complaining about women, because I'm not complaining about women. But as I said, let me continue, guys. I apologize for that ignorant response, but from that fool. But as I was saying before to you guys out here, so what I started to learn more about myself is that I actually thought the game was about women, and when I was 9. And then as I begin to learn game and to learn my core and to learn that I am my only source of what I am, to understand what I am as far as my values, the things that interest me, the skill sets that I can create. I didn't have any at that time, but I realized and learned that I can create skill sets and sexual talents. I realized my core can always overcome obstacles and solve problems and challenges me to be a better me every day and never succumb to disappointment, frustration, anger, excuses, or problems, or pointing the finger. And when I started to see what I can see and what I could become, gentlemen, it was at that moment right there, okay? It was at that moment right there that something opened up. And I didn't understand, because once I started to take the focus off of what, again, guys, listen, like you, when I was second, third grade, I thought it was about girls and shit. I would write little notes and shit like that. I like you. Do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. I was doing all that shit. I'm not going to, I was just like you when I was young. When I got into the game, I had a rude awakening to realize that once I take the power out of the pussy, that hole, that's something the size of a quarter, like I don't even ever know if I have a quarter around me, but that's what I always learned, that the power that you're giving is in that quarter. But it's not trying to take advantage of someone's insecurity, because I think that's where people get game wrong. We never want to take advantage of a woman because we want her to make sound choices, sound choices. But on the other side of even the sound choices, we've got to make sound choices in ourselves. And see, taking the power out of the pussy, you ready about this, guys? Has nothing to do with her pussy. Taking the power out of her pussy has nothing to do with what's between her legs. And I'm saying to you guys out here, that's very important. It's really amazing. It's really amazing when people out there look to attack the wrong opponent. The power, okay? The power of the pussy has nothing to do with the woman. The power of the pussy has everything to do with you and how you are to yourself, and how you think to yourself is going to be the determination of what power you possess to get the woman to want to give you the pussy versus what you're begging for. Because most of you guys are too focused on the I do. You're focused on what is outside of you. You're focused on the woman. You're focused on her body. Hey, let me tell you something. She's not even focused on herself. Well, she's focused on fixing and manipulating herself, but she's not working on herself. And that's why they are drawn into men, because most men do not give them the power that you average guys give them. The moment that you let a woman live in your mind is the moment that you already lose. The moment that you make everything about women, you lose. The moment you want to sleep with her at your house, you lose. The moment that you want to sit around and find ways to manipulate a situation, trick, and spend your money just to get a piece of pussy, you lose. Versus learning game. See, when you learn game and things like that, and learn who you are as a man, and have a foundation, what draws women in is how you think. And see, what people don't understand is that we're too busy doing what average people do. Average people make it about women who have average thoughts about themselves. And that's not knocking them. That's not being mean, but that's just being honest. They have very, very low self-esteem. And they have very, very low self-worth. And they want to mask and hide it behind makeup or trying to portray a role of strength. When you pull that curtain, it's nothing but weakness, because they're not used to running behind. See, all the, remember, guys, you got an opponent that's used to running behind, being ran behind. Yeah, she's used to getting everything she wants from the moment she started crying. And she figured out her daddy will come when she cried or made a noise. She began to realize that she had a power over men. Then what reinforced the power was the magazines, was her mom, was other girls. And we're still playing with our toys while they're maturing. You know that women mature faster than us. But even in the maturity, there's a lot of insecurity, because these women had the tightrope through elementary school, junior high school and high school, they had to be the right way. They had to be made sure that I wasn't tricked by a guy where rumors and gossip and all these things, drama, can tear and shatter a woman's world. But this is not us to tear or shatter a woman's world. This is for you guys out here to understand and overstand how to condition your mind to take the power out of the pussy and start to go towards the power of who the fuck you are to get pussy. I know you guys want to smash, and I know you guys want to be with women, but here lies the problem. If you have to force somebody to be with you, are they actually giving you 100% of themselves? If you're actually forcing someone to like you, are they giving you 100% of yourselves? And when they're not giving you 100%, gentlemen, this is why a lot of you guys are having issues and problems, or arguments, and all this other stuff, because you're not keeping it a million and a buck, not with the woman. Because just like I was saying before, I thought it was about women, but I was wrong. What is he saying? Is there one main way to show her I'm not running behind her? No. Well, see, here's the problem. The fact that you're trying to show her, already you've already lost. So you don't even realize what your mind just did to you. You don't even realize what your mind did to you. Your mind just fucks you over, and you don't even see it. Look at what you did. You're saying, is there a way to show her I'm not running behind her? Then you are running behind her. Because if you're actually trying to lie and manipulate or try to show her that, then you're not going to get her because she's already in your mind. She's already won the battle because you're trying to manipulate a situation. See, we don't need to manipulate situations with women to have them want us. We need to stand on who we are so they can work to get us. Get to this one from F. Is the I am your standards and the rule you set for yourself and the I do or the activities you do? Absolutely. I am not my job. I am not the clothes that I wear. I am not my age. I am none of those things because I don't stand on those things. I stand on my mind, which is infinite. Hopefully you guys got a chance to watch Lucy too, gentlemen. Hopefully you guys got a chance to watch Lucy. But as I was saying to you guys out there, and y'all want to call in, we got you, ask your questions, we got you. But what I'm saying is that what are you doing, gentlemen, to build you up without building for the woman? Because even Aziz's question that he asked, he's building for the woman. He thinks he's not. And that's why he loses. Because you're not really looking at your core of your skills. See, my skills, my interests, my values, my laws, my rules, my codes, the fact that I'm solution-based, the fact that I don't get mad. I don't get mad if she says no. I don't get upset if she says she has a boyfriend and she's allowed to have that shit. That shit is none of my business. It's none of my business. But see, what throws them off is they can't understand why it's none of my business. And from the moment they start to realize that they can't understand it's none of my business, it's when I'm in their mind. See, remember I told you every woman out there can get married right now. But why would she marry someone that she's not thinking about or someone that's not renting space in her mind? See, the power of taking the pussy and controlling the narrative, it has nothing to do with the woman or what's between her legs. But because so many of you guys make it about the woman, or the woman forces you to make it about her, then you automatically succumb to somebody that is very insecure in who she is. Let her find all the guys. Let her do what she wants. See, the thing is, as a man, you should not give a fuck. I tell you guys, a lot of us come off as like we don't care, okay? A lot of us come off as we're arrogant, we're assholes, we're jerks, we're condescending, selfish, conceited, and cocky, and, you know, we're all those things. Yes, we are because that's what we are to ourselves. But her perception is the reason why she calls us assholes, jerks, bad boys, you know, he ain't this, but in all the jerks, selfish, conceited, and all this other stuff, because they can't get their fucking way with us. They can, I will say it again, no matter how hard they try, they can never get their way. And the moment they get their way with you is the moment they lose respect for you. Gentlemen, let me explain something to you guys out there. Do you think it's actually her saying that she wants this kind of guy? Do you actually think it's her saying that this is the guy that has to do all these things and this is how he's going to get me? He's got to take me out to dinner. He's got to do this for me. He's got to do that for me. Do you actually think that's her talking? Do you guys actually think? Because remember I told you, these women don't even fucking know they have a core. But they also don't know they have a motherfucker that's fucking them over. Because the same motherfucker that's fucking them over is doing what? Is in control of the woman that is insecure. Remember, she's trying to find ways to beat the ghost or chase the ghost or to defeat something she's created in her mind. So the moment she started to say, I'm not good or I'm not worthy to herself, and felt like, you know what, this dress is going to make me beautiful and it's going to get the attention of the boys and all this other stuff, she already lost. She lost to the mind. So she's not at her core. So everything she's saying is this self-sabotage that the mind is hitting her with. But why would a woman that says to her average guy that you got to take me out to dinner, but then meets a motherfucking man and cooks dinner for him? Wait a second, whoa. Let's take a step. I want y'all to think about that. Let me ask y'all the question again. Why would a woman who says that she will not, you got to take her out to dinner to get her, why would that woman say to a man that, you know what, I will cook dinner for you? You see, gentlemen, what I learned in the game as I begin to process the information, you know, as a young young Padawan and all this other stuff, is that I learned that there was always a rule of drug dealing. Give the person the drug free, they'll always get you on the comeback. So once I realized the game was not about women, how could I build my comeback? That was the first thought. How can I build, get her on the comeback? And the only way one can get her back on the comeback is one must be able to be separate from the herd. This is why I teach you guys one thought, one mind, one way. This is why I tell you that your fingerprint, all these things come into play, puzzles, all these things come into play to separate you from everybody else. Gentlemen, I'm gonna give y'all one. Let me tell y'all something. We got to chop it up. But guys, we're gonna do a live show. Y'all listening, y'all just joining us. We'll be live at 3 a.m. We'll kick a live show at 3 a.m. for you UK guys out there. But anyway, let me continue. So peek this out. Guys, one thing I learned is that when you can't you always show a woman, write this down. Always show a woman that you can get women, even when you're not even trying to get women. Man, you know what my mentor told me, and this is where I started to pull it. Man, let me tell you something. Every time I have a woman on my shoulder, you don't think I make the other woman laugh to show her that I can get another woman? Don't think. See, what you average guys do, you get a woman, and you like, you got your head down. You don't even want to look at the other woman in the eyes. You don't want to engage that woman. So then think about this. Where is the competition? What is the woman fighting for if you have already taken the knee and kissed her ring? Where are you at? And what I'm saying for you guys listening to me is that I'm not trying to stir up jealousy. Not trying to do that at all. I don't need to lie. I don't even live late. She knows. I don't care if you're at the drive-thru and you got her in the car. You talk that yak to that motherfucker in that that speaker. And when you pull up the drive-thru, you speak to her and you make her laugh, you make her smile, you make her blush, no matter what she looks like, because it's not about the fact of what she looks like. It's the reaction that the woman is giving you, that woman sees that her pussy is not good enough. Listen to what I'm saying. She's saying her pussy ain't good enough. And if her pussy ain't good enough, then she's got to start thinking, what can I do to show him that I'm good enough? What moves can I make to get his full attention? Because I thought I can just wing it. I thought I can just show up to the party with a nice, tight dress. And I thought I can show up with my titties poking out and all this other stuff and think that this man is going to buckle and take the knee, kiss my ring, and I got him under my thumb. Doesn't work that way, guys, because, listen, you show out all the time. You have to let her know, because let me tell you something. She's letting you know. You got the guys, I'm going to flip the coin because you guys don't even understand what I'm saying. These women out here let you know all the time that they got options, and that's what's fucking you up. Think about that woman that's on Facebook right now that you're interested in. What's she doing? She take that photo, and all them guys, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. That's not it. It's when she responds to those motherfuckers that's saying she's beautiful, sexy, and gorgeous that fucks you up and makes you mad and upsets you to make you say, oh, shit. Is she flirting with that guy? Oh, my God. Is that guy, does she like him? You know, why are they talking? Why? And let me show you. And these women aren't going to tell you this. And if they're doing it, they're doing it. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. But they're running game to show you that you have to work extra hard because she's showing you that she's got options. She's got other men. Y'all don't believe me. Go to Facebook and go to any chick's thing that shows one photo. She just said, oh, I slipped and put on this like little skimpy ass shirt with my titties popping out of my goddamn turtleneck, Dave Chappelle, and look at everybody replying. And it's not the replies, it's her reply to their reply that gets you in your feelings, which puts her in an advantage because what she's telling you is, hey, you got to work for this. You see that? You got to work extra hard for this. You got to take me out on a date for this. You got to worship this. You've got to bend over backwards for this. You've got to do everything I want or you're not getting this because guess what? I don't need you. I've got all these options and choices. But gentlemen, let me show you the mirage of the bullshit that you don't even see. Every guy that she likes and every message she replies to, she ain't fucking those guys. It's the ones that you don't see her talking to is getting the pussy. See, what y'all think is that when she posts and shows you all those guys and her talking to all those guys and her giving a hard eyes and all that other stuff and chit-chatting and all other stuff, my dog's out there. You actually think she's fucking those guys. She's not. She's leveraging position to show you that even though in her mind she knows, I didn't say she ain't shit, she knows she has no value to herself. Yes, I didn't say she didn't love herself. Please understand this. I'm not saying she doesn't love herself. It's just she doesn't believe in herself. I didn't say that's two different things. I never said she didn't love herself. She doesn't believe in herself. So when she hears all that beautiful, sexy, attractive, all gorgeous, it falls on deaf ears because there's no impact in the person saying it. Because what you get on the front end is not what we get on the back end. You may get cleavage on the front end. We get nude pictures on the back end. We get, I'm going, how do I look in this dress? We get, I got this dress. Can I call you real quick? Or can I take some photos in the fitting room while I wear it and let me know if it's up to your standards? That's what we get. We get the stuff on the back end. We get the stuff on the back end. But see, what y'all do is y'all are controlled by her actions to other guys, and then you get caught up in the woman, okay? You get caught up in what she's saying. Let me check the phone lines before we continue. But as I was saying, guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We got you. But what I'm saying is this, okay? See, what we do is that we allow her. See, this is where it throws you off. We not only allow, but we also encourage her to see other guys. Now, I know a lot of you guys think I'm crazy, but think about this. If you sell steaks and you know the woman's always eating bologna, has been with bologna, fell in love with bologna, lived with bologna, dated bologna, was in a relationship with a bologna sandwich, you want to push her towards the bologna to show her what she's missing in you. See, you guys think when I tell you to go let her talk to other women, you think, oh, you're going to just, listen, please understand this. Like I told you before, don't ever assume that she's fucking those losers. Don't ever assume that. They're smart enough to keep these guys at a distance when it comes, because they got game. They're smart enough to get around a guy and make sure that they're not going to give anything away. Thank you for the 87 likes out there. They're smart enough to, when they hug the guys, stick their ass out so they don't rub their body up against them. They're smart enough to talk to them and things like that. They know that these guys want them, but they do not want things that want them. They want to work and feel challenged to get something. So as I said before, that's why I keep trying to tell you, let her talk to the guys. Let her go out with the guys. Let her go out with all the bologna sandwiches, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, the spam sandwiches, the tuna fish sandwiches. Let her go out with whoever she wants to go out with. But what's going to throw her off is you're not running behind her. You're not begging. You're not questioning her. See, when a woman knows that you are taking the feminine position, you're forcing her to take over a masculine position in which she doesn't like to have. But listen, power is a very addictive thing to somebody that realizes they have it, okay? All right, hold on, let me see. Matthew's saying, do you come on too strong by talking sweet to them too soon? No. Listen. There's a difference between talking sweet and a difference, but okay, two guys can say the same thing to a woman, but based on the individual, not the woman, how it's going to come off. Remember I told you before, I talk to women. So me talking to a woman, that means I'm coming off sweet, making her laugh, smile, blush, all those things, emotions. I'm drawing out emotions. But because the other guy worships women, he's talking at her. So the same guy, so two guys, and again, I'm not going to say it happens all the time, but two guys can say, let's fuck. Two guys can walk up to a woman and say, you know what? Hey, what's going on? Let's fuck. Let's go back to my place and let's fuck. But let me show you the difference. The guy doesn't have any game. He's going to say, you know what? Let's just go back to my place and let's fuck. Right? Versus a guy say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know what? I was over here just chilling. I noticed you over there. And you know what? You know, you look, I see you looking at me and everything. You know, why don't we just go and get out of here and go back to my place? It's not too far around the corner. Did you see the difference? You see, the difference is not the woman. The difference is how you see yourself. Let me grab this text message. He says, what do you apply to? I can't stop thinking about you without caking. NLFC, this is, y'all, come on, man. Come on, dude. Come on, John. Thank you, John. Come on, NLF. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you. I'm going to answer your question. But I'm going to show you what I'm talking about of why you're going to fail and why my students win. And I'm going to say this with love. She says, I can't stop thinking about you. And listen to what you're saying. You automatically assume what comes out of your mouth is cupcaking. What comes out of a man's mouth is worth his weight in gold, because everything he says out of his mouth, he makes sure it is precision. It is clear. It is concise. It is impactful, transparent, and it's going to lead her somewhere. I'm not looking at, if a woman says that to me, you think I'm first thing I'm going to say, well, what do I say without looking soft and cupcake? You got me fucked up. It's go time. Well, this is what's going on. I'm free at 8 o'clock. This is what I want you to do. I got a great idea. Why don't you bring that ass over here? Wear something loose fitting so I get a chance to put my lips all over you. Let me know your favorite wine and we can relax. We can chill so I can get hold of that body so I can see what it's like. Or I can feel your lips on my body to see what it's like when a woman can't stop thinking about you. Because I can understand you telling me, but I want to feel what it's like when you can't stop thinking about me. So let me know what time it is that you're free. Because if you can't make it at 7, you're going to give me a time. But what you're doing is you're worried about the woman. Thus, you've already lost. Because you're taking this invitation that you don't see, but you're in the feminine right now, and because you're looking at it as a cupcaking situation. A man does not cupcake with a woman. A man keeps it 100 with her. I want you, okay? I want you to come on through. Fuck all this talk. No, see, but stop. Listen, okay? Look at what you're saying here. This is why you're losing. Why do you want to get deeper in your mind when you are deep with yourself, okay? When you are deep with yourself, big dog, that's where the depth in you comes from, to be deep with a woman, and that's where a lot of guys go wrong, okay? See, game is something that you develop through who you actually are and what you actually can do. And be able to meet those markers in yourself. See, the problem is, in dog, is that you don't have depth in yourself. So you feel you need to become deep with her. So then what you're saying is that she's renting space in your mind versus you already are deep. You see what I'm saying, my brother? See, I am deep with me. And I don't see what, okay, remember at 9, when I learned game was not about women. I then had to start building and creating. I had to start learning my mouthpiece. I had to start writing poetry. I had to start figuring out ways to make moves and create my board without looking at the opponent, the woman, or looking at the pieces, her body, and start to work for myself and build for myself. And as I was building for myself, I would learn from things, and I started to realize that I don't ever get rejected. Is it the greatest feeling you're going to get, gentlemen, is when you realize that there's no such thing as rejection. There is no such thing as rejection. That is your mind fucking with you, trying to say that you're who you are and what you are is solely based on a complete stranger who has the right to be in a relationship. Now, see, I figured this out at 9, but I'm showing y'all game right here. But see, what I'm saying to you guys out here right now, okay, what I'm saying to all you guys out here, Lord, make sure you put a question, and I got you. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that this is why there is no rejection. See, I can't get rejected when I do the thing that I say that I'm going to do. The result doesn't make the rejection. The result is her free will to do whatever she feels like doing. But if I take her thought and her free will thought to define me, then who has power over me? Thus, I won't do anything. Thus, I will be rejected. I lose. I make excuses. What I'm saying is once I realize, again, the game is not about the woman. The game is about me. So I'm going to go over there and put my bid in. Because as I went over there to put my bid in, I was good, okay? We had a list the first time, a girl from 5 years. She stopped having sex with me 7 months ago. I left and I did the right thing. All right, as I was saying before to you guys out here, this is the beautiful thing, game. And let me check the lines real quick. Lines are over if y'all want to call in. It's a beautiful thing about game. See, everybody wants you to look outside of yourself. And that's where they trapped you. This is the trap. See, y'all don't see, there was a, before the, after the PUAs, this became the trap. This was a trap. This is filled with estrogen, and you guys don't even realize it. Yes, this is filled with fucking estrogen. Because what is this about? Her fucking feelings. It's about what she thinks. It's about what she's doing to you. It's not fair. All this, it's all estrogen. It's the same thing what the pickup artists did. It's full of fucking estrogen. And the fact that it's full of estrogen, guys, y'all are taking nothing but estrogen, and that's why y'all acting the way you're acting. Because once you learn game is not about women, it shifts your perspective of then the woman saying, oh, shit, then they have no power over you. Because if you look at the game, women are running on you. Their game starts, it doesn't even start with them. It's a line of defenses that attack you. The first line of defense is what? This is where 99.999999999% of you guys lose. It's the first point of attack. She beats you down with just the makeup, the eyeliner, the tight clothes, the push-up bra, the weave, the mascara, and the blush. You have already lost because as soon as you see the shit she cakes on her face, like the mighty powerful wizard on The Wizard of Oz, you think she's special. You think she's beautiful. You think she's gorgeous. Oh, my God, what do I have to do and say to get that woman? And listen to what I'm saying. Do you see why there is a grasp that she has over you? Thank you, 109 likes. I appreciate that. If a woman wants to smash but she hasn't done enough to earn it, how do I let her know that without making her feel like a slut? Well, here's the thing, TC. This is what I understand. Listen, if a woman wants to smash, that's okay. I'm not saying don't deny her because she wants to fuck. I'm saying when you meet a woman that stands on this fake-ass fairy tale world that you've got to prove yourself to her, that's where I have a problem. It's not the problem. If she wants to smash, go ahead and smash. But you must determine, my brother, where she is. So before she comes through those doors, you have to let her know all we're doing is fucking. I'm looking at someone to cook for me. I'm going to find a position for you on my team. So what I'm saying is this. See, here's the thing. If she has not earned it, then let her know what she must do because she'll – guys, y'all don't believe this. They will ask. And I don't mean they will ask, what do I have to do to earn it? They will ask as far as, why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you messaging me? Why are you avoiding me? Why are you not answering my phone calls? What am I doing wrong? That's how they're going to ask. But if you're not doing that, they're not going to give a fuck about you because, again, let's look at economics here. Let's look at stocks here. If she's going to invest herself in you, what is she going to get out of it? That's the key thing. If she invests in you, what is she going to get out of it? That's the thing that you got to think about. And if you can't see it like that, then there lies the problem because here's the thing. If she hasn't done enough to earn it, then don't give it to her. And if she asks why you're not giving it to her, then you let her know. Listen, you don't think a woman is bold enough to tell your ass where she wants to eat, what she wants to do, where she wants to go, what you should buy for her and all this stuff. You don't think women are not bold enough to ask you that? You guys have got to start becoming bold yourself and start becoming more demanding because what you want to do is you're going to set up a reward system, okay? But the thing that women cannot stand about us is that we are confident in what we are. But confidence is not clothing. Confidence is not shoes or watches and all that other stuff. Confidence is, I don't need you in my life. Every woman that you meet, you don't need in life. But it goes back to what I'm saying. When you have her, you've got to show her. She's got to put work. You guys out here don't see or ever put women to work. You allow them in. Gentlemen, I say to all you guys listening, all my chat room dogs listening, all the dogs out there listen to me. It hurts my black heart because I got to say black heart because my heart is black as fuck. It hurts my black heart to see what you guys are doing. You guys are fucking it all up by what you're not doing. You guys are doing something great. You got here. You were the first to reach the egg. There's a lot of beauty in you. There's a lot of power that you possess. There's a lot of things that you have as men. But here lies the problem with you guys out here. You guys don't understand what you are to yourself. I understand what you are to yourself, but the problem is you do not understand what you are to yourself, nor do you believe what you are to yourself. If you build worlds, vast worlds in your mind, castles and kingdoms and vast buildings, tall skyscrapers and buildings of your knowledge of who you are to yourself, why would you let somebody into your world just because she's got a fat ass? Why would you let somebody into your world? Thank you, TC. Why would you let somebody into this world who has not earned a spot? And listen, gentlemen, thank you, 115 likes. Listen, it's very important because I know this is going to sting a lot of women, and they don't want you to know this. They love to work for you, dog. They love to work for a man because the competition is so goddamn great out there to get the unicorn, the smurf, the elf, the six-leaf clover that is called M-A-N. And when she runs into it, she's got to possess it because it is a rare thing that she's going to run into a man. And when she runs into one, she knows she's got to put in work. Why? Because she knows she's not the only woman around. She doesn't have to put in work when there's nothing in your cupboard. She doesn't have to put in work when you worship her. She doesn't have to put in work when you're kissing her ass and begging and bartering and pleading for her just to give you an ounce of her attention. What is in it for her? But you know what's in it for her when she has to work for it? She knows she's going to get her back blown the fuck out here. Hold on, guys. Let me show y'all. Let me show you what it's like. Hold on. Let me show you. Let me pull it up. Give me a second. Hold on. Let me show you what it's like, gentlemen. Hold on. Let me show you what it's like. Y'all don't even understand that shit. Let me see if I can find that shit. They don't even have it. They don't have that shit curled up. But guys, y'all ever watched The Wizard of Oz? Remember that house landed on the good witch or whatever witch was, and her toes curled. We talking about her toes curling. Her toes curling mentally. It is a mental, gentleman. She works for you because she knows that having you means that she's going to get her back blown out here. She knows that she's going to feel the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. She knows that you are an uncontrollable entity that no matter how big her breast is, no matter how round her ass is, you don't give a fuck because you've got the same thing in your harem. So what are you going to do? And guys, I'm telling you, the ones that say they ain't going to work for you, I promise you they'll pick up some lint. They'll vacuum a floor. They'll wash a dish. They will iron clothes. They will fix beds. They will wash things. And I know what I'm saying sounds like it is it's a myth. It's a fantasy. Only going to do it to a rare breed called M-A-N, man. They're only going to give it to somebody that has passion and doesn't suffer from indecision, procrastination, or fear, the things that she's dealing with. Remember, if she's dealing with fear, indecisiveness, procrastination, low value, insecurity, no self-concept, and low self-worth, why would she give in to herself? Why would she date herself? Why would she text herself? What is in it for her? And that is why, gentlemen, she will do it faster for someone that has options. But it is not, gentlemen, get your crayons out. It is not the options of what the options of trying to do something to her mind or a woman. It's not the options of the woman. See, we're getting deep here. Crayon out. Get your crayons out. It's not the options of the woman knowing you have women. It has nothing to do with that. Where it blows their motherfucking mind and blows their back is realizing you have the option to say no, and you have the option to walk the fuck away any time, no matter. Even, gentlemen, I told you, I was just about to get the pussy. I was about to slide in, and she said something. I got the fuck up, told her to get her shit on, and escorted her out. I'm saying that when she realizes that you don't play, she's going to change her behavior and mindset, because they do not want nice. But listen to me, gentlemen. Let's clear up nice guy. Let's clear up nice guy for a second, because I don't think you fucking guys understand something. I am a nice guy. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. Sci-fi watching motherfucker, Star Trek, Star Wars, The Boys, X-Files. I play video games and watch cartoons. I will even watch SpongeBob if that shit comes on. I am a nice guy, so don't think nice guys finish last. That's not true. What makes me an asshole, a bad boy, a jerk, cocky, conceited, arrogant, blah, 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 is that I can say no and I can walk away. I don't need to yell at a woman and scream at her. I will call the next woman up. I don't need to sit here and explain myself to a woman. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that you should never hide who you are. Guys, listen, gentlemen. Tell you about one of my clients. He was ashamed that, like me, you know, I don't know why I love SpongeBob. I resonate with Squidward. You know, I fuck with Squidward. Okay? That's the asshole I am. I love Squidward. But, oh boy, that I had a client that said, you know what, you know, dog, you know, I'm just like you, man. I love video games and watching cartoons and all this stuff, anime and all this other stuff. And, you know, I met this girl and, you know, she's always talking about how she wants mature men. And how she wants a guy that has his shit together. And it's like, well, you know, I don't have much. You know, I said, stop that shit right now. And by the time I laced him with game, by the time I asked him, I said, all right, we did a session. I said, let me see your walls. All right, where are your new paintings on your walls? Well, I don't, all right, we got to fix that. Where's your wine above your bed? We got to fix that. We got to position you all. We got to set up the positions, because when we set all these things up, dog, not only after we set everything up and he learned the conversation, learned how to fucking the kissing the 101, how about she knocks on his door with a trench coat on? No, guys. She wasn't naked under the trench coat. But that fucking woman went and bought a SpongeBob pajama outfit to fuck it with because it would turn her on to fuck a guy that is just so... I don't ask questions. She came to his fucking house because when he hooked her, remember, she started reading all these demands. But once he learned game and hooked her, and then she, guess what, started to want to know about him. Your life, well, you know, not what is maturity or immature to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Not as what maturity or immaturity is to me, guys. What is that, what do you like? I want to know about you now. What do you like to do? Do you like to, you play games? Wow, that's amazing. Remember, wait, guys, this is the same woman he first met. You know what? I'm so sick of these young boys. All they do is play games. You know what? I want a mature guy. I want a mature man that does this, da, 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 and intimidated him with a bunch of bullshit. And by the time it was all said and done, she came in with the SpongeBob outfit. While he's playing video games, she's in the house cooking, cleaning up, and stopping every moment to kiss him on his cheek, rub his face, and say, baby, I love you. Baby, are you thirsty? Baby, can I get you anything to drink? Baby, you know, baby, you're so special. And then sometimes she'll jump. Now, sometimes he'll laugh and shit. Sometimes she'll jump on his lap and block him with kisses. I mean, gentlemen, listen to me. It's the same scenario, and I got you. It's the same scenario. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open, but it's the same scenario. About you remember the guy that we talked to years ago where the girl didn't want to get with him, then I show him the poetry because she was writing poetry, and I was spitting poetry for him, and we hooked her. And then, you know, this is the one that had, I think, 9,000. Like, it was between 9,000 and 15,000 fans and shit. She had like a fan club of motherfuckers. But when she came over there, he couldn't even get any work done. His biggest problem was he wanted this woman. He got the woman, but then he couldn't get any work done because every time he turned around, she was kissing, hugging him, feeling him, touching him, rubbing between his legs, riding him, sucking on him, telling how much she listened. Give me some time and look what I got on and 90s and all this other stuff. So, gentlemen, as I said before, never, ever think that what a woman is going to tell you is truth. Remember, gentlemen, it is her truth. Let me answer this question. Yo, Steve, you talk about you have if you have game, then females might sleep with you or kiss you on the first night. Aren't you worried about catching something from them? Well, sir, this is what I'm saying to you, sir. Listen. I am not the disease control. All I can say to you guys is that if you feel that you don't want to kiss a woman, then don't do it. If you feel that there is some kind of disease that she has, then don't kiss her. I am not telling you to kiss women. I cannot help if they want to kiss us. I cannot help if they want to touch us, fuck us, or suck our dicks. I cannot help that. But if you want to wear a bubble and be the boy in the bubble, then go ahead. Plastic all over your fucking body, plastic around your fucking tongue, put plastic all on yourself and do that, okay? All right? That's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm good. I've been doing this since 9, been fucking since 13. So I'm good on diseases. But I don't fuck with bottom of the barrel women. And yes, I make sure I check things out, but no unprotected sex and things like that. But what I'm saying to you, if you're a germaphobe, then go into your mother's basement and get in your cage and stop fucking wasting my time. I don't understand. I just don't like the feminine guys. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. I just don't like feminine guys that come in here that talk about that. If you don't like what we're saying, and I never said have unprotected sex, but I am telling you what, I cannot control a woman that wants to kiss, hug, and rub on something that she wants. It is not on me. You have to be able to determine that for yourself. God damn. This is what I'm saying, man. This is his mind fucking him up because he ain't doing anything. He'd say, how do I get a girl that only wants to have sex to transform into cooking and giving me kisses. But Belle Ruth, you don't, again, you're lying. You don't have a woman, number one. But if you have one, you got to stop. I'm not going to answer this question because you ain't even got no goddamn girl. Let me continue, man, with this. Guys, I want to call in. We got you. Let me finish what I was saying. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me, every woman has her perception of what the perfect guy is to her. My job is not trying to force a different perception to her. My job is trying to get her to see the value in me to want to change her perception for me. See, you don't see, when a woman wants something, let her want what she wants. Don't try to manipulate the situation. Don't try to manipulate the situation. Thank you, 140 likes. You don't try to manipulate the situation. What you do is that you stand on who you are, and who you are will change the situation. You see, the woman that has insecurities and the woman that doesn't believe in herself and the woman that feels some kind of way, the shift in her mind, again, I love this so much. The shift in her mind starts from when you're not around. It's not when you're talking to her. It's that she enjoyed you so much. She enjoyed how you talked to her so much. She enjoyed the fact that you didn't make it about pussy. You didn't make it about sex. You made it about you. You made it about your kingdom. You made it about your laws. You made it about who you are. That is the shift, because everything that she has dealt with before you has been, since elementary school, kitty, childish, immature, weird, creepy, thirsty. So it's been all baloney until she's run into you. It's all baloney until she runs in with you. But then what are the reinforcers? The reinforcers are that we talk about. The reinforcers are the wine above your bed. The reinforcers are the shower lights that you have in your shower to reinforce that you actually in the game. You one of those guys that are actually in the game, okay? All right? And the thing that is important, when she knows that you're in the game, that's what triggers curiosity out of the woman. See, the thing that she doesn't understand is why you, of the hundreds and maybe millions of guys before you, why don't you experience fear? Why don't you have any indecision? Why aren't you tempted by me? Why aren't you running behind me? Why aren't you kissing my ass? Why are you so easily to dismiss me? And why are you so hard to get hold of? Why are you so busy? Why are you so unavailable? Fuck. What can I do to get this guy's time? You know what? I'm in the neighborhood. Guys, I keep telling you, women have no, wait, Hitman, please, please, Hitman, please, please, please stay on the street. Please, sir. Please. This is your problem. Stay on the street, sir. Please. Anyway, the lines are open. If y'all got a question, call in. We got you guys. Welcome all the guys here. We chopping it up. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that women are smart in how they reach out to you. They will like a post. They'll give you hard eyes. They'll give you emojis with the hard eyes, or the emojis with the frowny faces. They will send you messages. They will say, well, I saw this meme and it reminded me of you. And you know what? Hey, what's going on? It's been a long time since I heard from you. What you been up to? And then, hey, gentlemen, the beautiful thing about being a man is this. It doesn't matter if she's gone an hour, a day, a week, a month, 6 months, years. The moment she talks to a man, it all comes back. It's as if you never missed a beat. And that's what she can't understand. She cannot decipher the power that you have as a man, because what you are is standing on your square. See, the thing about being a man, and we'll talk about this in the next hour. Let's see, next hour. Yeah, we'll talk about this in the next 15 minutes. We'll talk some more game. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that she cannot understand how you're operating. If one person has a notebook on all the average guys, but she doesn't have an operating on you, what defines you? Why are you moving the way you're doing? Why are you so available, and who the fuck do you think you are? You think you're God's gift to the world? Who the fuck does he think he is? He ain't all that. He ain't got no motherfucking money. He's short. He's chubby. He's either old. He's this. He's that. He ain't even shit. Man, I went. Think about something. Who's renting rent in whose head right there? Because what she's trying to do is what? Trying to justify the fact that she's catching feelings for somebody that she normally doesn't catch feelings for. And she just cannot understand. He is not my type. I would never sleep with a chubby guy. I like guys that have chiseled bodies, but I can't stop thinking about him. Why can I stop? Fuck. Listen, even trying to stop thinking about him makes her even think about him more, because she's actually trying to find a way to stop thinking about him while she's thinking about him, thinking about trying to stop thinking about him. Does that make any sense? She's already fucked. It's kind of what you guys are doing. You guys saying, well, how can I get over my fear of women? You're fucked. How can I stop running behind women? You're already fucked. Because these women have rooted themselves in your core. That's why you can't get rid of them. But what I'm saying to you guys is that you guys can have them hooked on you. And I know it's a weird thing, but you can have them hooked on you, because guess what? We don't tell her what she wants to hear. Ooh, hey, guy, whoa. Hold on now. Wait, listen. We never tell her what she wants to hear. We only tell her what she needs to know. We only tell her what she needs to know. We don't tell her what she wants to hear. And this is the fine line that you guys got to work. As I told you guys before, the problem with most of y'all guys is that you guys are too busy worshiping women so much that you feel that everything you say has to lead to sex. It has to lead to her liking me. It has to lead her to understanding me and all this other stuff. That shit ain't going to work for you, man, because she needs to hear challenge in you. She needs to hear that you might be able to get with me. Shit. I mean, here's the problem, man. Here's the problem, because this is the problem that they have. Oh, guys, let's flip the script around before. Let's talk about them first so y'all can understand before we flip to us. Here lies the problem. In her world, she only has a few slots. The chauffeur, the fix-it guy, the one that's going to put up her Christmas and Halloween lights, the one that's going to either pay her bills and rent, the one that's going to give her money, and the one that's going to take her to dinner. She only got a few slots, and she's got all these guys banging down her door, and she's like, well, I don't know. I can give you a number, put you on her practice squad, and wait till there's an opening, because she's managing guys like an NFL owner. She's managing y'all guys like an NFL owner. And all she's doing for all you guys, when you open your mouth, it's this fast. You come up to her, friend zone, creepy guy, creepy friend zone, creepy. Oh, wait, you can be my bank chauffeur. You go back, creepy, friend zone, friend. She ain't got time to sit and say, well, tell me, what do you think about an Adam? I mean, y'all guys think that she's got that time. She doesn't have that time. And because she doesn't have that time, she's making quick decisions. And the fact that she's making quick decisions, gentlemen, is why you're drawn into her, because she becomes the challenge. You start worshiping her. You start running behind her. Now let's flip it to what men do. Listen, Here lies the problem. The problem is you think that your titties and your ass is going to get you in my house, in my castle. You can't even get a ticket to get on the bus, to get on the plane, to ride a donkey, to get on a boat, to ski, to get back into the pool, to get in the front door, to get into that front door, to get to the edge of my fucking mind. You can't even get in on that. What do you bring to my table what do you bring to me that they don't bring? And when is the last time a woman has ever heard somebody challenge her by telling her what she needs to know? I don't want to tell her what she wants to hear, because that's y'all's job. Y'all tell her what she wants to hear. That's why y'all ain't fucking. I'm going to tell her what she needs to know. And what she needs to know, and thank you, 154 likes, what she needs to know is, listen, I'm here because you got my curiosity. And I'm here to see what's behind that smile, because I'm trying to see what kind of woman you are. Because, again, gentlemen, I keep telling you, character is everything to me. And why do I use character? Oh, that's a Mona Lisa. Because I can use character when she says, I don't know, maybe, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you. I can slam her with character right there, because you know what? I want a woman that knows what she wants, and for those reasons, you're dismissed. She ain't never, guys, I'm telling you, it's so cool when you dismiss them, because when they walk out that goddamn door, they're stomping and like, fuck you, I don't need you. I got my baloney has a first name. You know, they be like all that. Hold on a second, guys. Let me check the phone lines real quick as we're doing. Let me show you what the fuck happened. So you let them go, right? You like, you know, you talking to them and shit. You like,
yeah, baby, you know, shit, girl, this ain't going to work. I mean, what are you doing for me? I mean, look at that shit. You ain't what? You just fucking me? Shit. Nah, baby. Nah, girl, this ain't working. So I wish you the best in your endeavors. I mean, good luck.
Fuck you. I don't need you, motherfucker. Do you know who I am? Do you know how many Instagram followers I got? Do you know how many Facebook friends I got? Shit, I don't need you. Shit, fuck you, you limp dick motherfucker. I don't need you. I'm out. Shit, I don't need you. Bye, Felicia. I don't need you. Fuck that.
And then as soon as she get in that car.
What's wrong? Is you talking to him again? What did that fucker do now? What did that asshole do now? Did he hurt your feelings? No, he didn't hurt my feelings. I'm just saying that.
And y'all think I'm fucking lying. Y'all think I'm funny. I swear to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all think I'm fucking with y'all. I'm serious. I'm serious. That these women will act tough, but as soon as they get in that car, they break the fuck down. And they break down. It ain't what they do. What do they do when they get home and everything? Because they get around the other girlfriends and shit.
Yeah, girl, you don't need him. Okay, you're right. I don't need him. Yeah, girl, remember the Church of Beyonce, girl. You need to be independent. You're every woman. You're right. Come on, girl, sing it with me. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, I do it naturally. Whoa. Right?
And she's all like that and shit, right? So guess what, guys? Peep game. Y'all guys actually think And 954, I'll bring you 1 second. Y'all guys actually think that these women out here are actually, they getting all this liquid courage. Hold on, we're going to answer this phone call. We'll continue. Because they getting all this bullshit liquid courage. So let me bring in 954. 954, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's your question, brother?
I'm staying at my mom's house, and I ain't got no job, but how can I get these bitches, though?
How old are you, man?
I'm 25.
All right. Well, I think you need to join the army and get your life together and stop worrying about women, sir. Good luck to you, man. All right. Getting back to what I was saying. So, like I'm saying, these women will build up liquid courage, and as the time goes by, they then start to go on a hunt for other guys. You know, they start to smash guys.
You know what? I never needed him. Yeah, girl. You know what? Shit. You know what? I can't believe I cried for that motherfucker. Shit, I feel so liberated now. I mean, oh my God. I mean, every morning I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I just look at these words that say, oh, you're special, and you're precious, and I have so much value, and I'm special. You know what? I watch Oprah and Wendy Williams, and I get it. I'm so valuable. Oh my God, it's so liberating. I really don't need a man. My God, I can't believe that all this time I wasted it on that guy.
All right, guys, remember what I'm telling you is how they are. They always try like a alcoholic. All she's doing is getting her coins. All she's doing is getting her coins from the circle of all of her fucking loser girlfriends that are around her trying to give her a bunch of liquid courage.
Hi, my name is Marsha. Hi, Marsha. Well, guys, it's been 6 months. Oh, yes. And you know what? I feel liberated now. I'm just so special, and I'm so valuable. You know, girls, can we hug? I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, I didn't know how special I was. I have value, damn it. I'm special. There's nobody that can tell me what to do because I'm special. Because I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything you want, damn baby? Oh, yeah. Church of Beyonce. Shit, I'm Booger. Girl, we good? All right, you know what? Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. I'm on my way out the door.
So, guys, remember, this is how they are. They think that, and they think that they actually won. They think that they can get around a bunch of people. And they think that they can get around by all these other women that tell her that you good, girl. You don't need him, girl. Girl, you know Cedric over there like you and all that. Why would you date him, girl, and all this other stuff? But listen, guys. This is going to be a key thing. This is key. What her girlfriend's saying, stay away from that asshole. What is her guy, her gay best friend saying? Girl, stay away from that asshole. What are her parents saying? Stay away from that asshole. Guys, all it takes is her running into that motherfucker at the grocery store.
I'm every woman. You know, I need to get me some. Well, it's almost that time of the month. I feel a little crampy. Ooh, feel a little bloated. But you know what? I'm going to go shopping. You know, I'm going to go get my pedicure, my manicure, and oh, my God, it just feels so good being there. What is he doing here? Wait a second. Why is he so happy? Shouldn't he be sad? Well, right. Let me bump into him. What am I going to say? Okay. All right, girl. Ooh, relax. Okay. So I'm going to take daytime height divided by pi. Okay. So I see he's going toward the milk section. So if I swing around by the eggs and dairy, I should accidentally. Okay. Okay, here we go, girl. This is it. We're go time. Remember, it's all about us. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Hey. I didn't even know you were around. Hey, how have you been?
And that motherfucker like this. Yeah, what's up, baby? Hey, sexy. What's up with you, girl? Give me a hug.
Okay, you're so crazy. Ooh, you're so crazy. Stop. You're so crazy.
Yeah, baby girl, so what's good with you? I'm just over here shopping and everything like that, right? And deep in her mind, the angel devil pop up in her hand. Deep in her mind, that jealous side pops up.
Yeah, who you shopping for? Some bitch? Mm-hmm. I know you. Who you shopping for? Who the fuck are you shopping for?
Now, she's thinking that, but she's not going to say that. She's going to play that shit off like, oh, my God, it's like the first time we met. Hi, how have you been? He's like, yeah, babe, well, I'm good. You know, hey, look, you got my number. Holler back at me. It was nice meeting you. All right, you be good.
Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm dating this guy named Roger now. And, you know, after we broke up, you know, I realized that I just didn't know that she saw value in me, but, you know, Roger, he's such a good guy. I mean, he tends to my needs and everything. I never have to go without. And he's just such a great guy. And maybe one day I can introduce you to him.
Hey, baby, it's all good. Hey, you tell Roger, hey, holler at me. Hey, it was good. Hey, listen, I'm busy. I got to go. I got to run. But listen, it was nice seeing you. It was nice talking to you. Holler at your boy when you can.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Take care of yourself.
Right? Now, listen, guys, listen to what I'm fucking saying to you guys. This is what I'm saying. Because at this point, gentlemen, at this point, it is that the fact that now it's like the alcoholic that took one drop of an alcoholic substance. It's that druggie that take that one little hit that says, you know what? I'm not going to ever smoke or drink or whatever. But then all of a sudden, she starts to fucking reminisce about everything that's going on until she goes home and she's got a fucking attitude.
Well, hey, honey, what's going on? Nothing. Nothing. I just don't feel like talking right now. Hey, babe, what's going on? You know what? I got a good idea. Well, you know what? Hey, why don't we go in the closet and pick the same clothes and just go on a date together? We can be like besties. Are you fucking with me right now? Do you think I'm in a mood to dress up with your punk ass? I just need a break. You know what? I think we need some space.
Y'all know where that's going, right? Y'all know where that shit is going. And that is why. Then that's why they keep hooking up with us, because they can never get a man out of their system, gentlemen. They can never do it. It doesn't matter how long she's gone. She's always going to come back to the one source that has showed her to tap into her core. Do you see what I'm saying? Do y'all see what I'm showing you? Yeah, dude, sex, this is going on before sex life, but yeah, it's the same. Dude, I tell y'all to watch that. D, I tell you to watch that all the time because that's our life. That is truly our life. Absolutely. That is our life. Yes. Thank you, 170 likes, but that's our life. But now we're going to start talking game now because I'm going to start showing you position moves, okay? Now we're going to start talking game now, okay? This is the Dean. I'm the man mindset, guys. Y'all want to call in. You have the number. We chopping it up, man. Let's go ahead and start talking about the moves that one needs to make in his mind to position himself to get the woman. Be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Now, guys, now, in order to begin the process of learning game to change a shift in a woman's mind, you've got to now is no longer looking at the woman, is no longer looking at the shit she does to fuck you guys up. Now what it is about, it's about you guys out here learning game and learning how to move, okay? Because some of you guys out here don't understand there are rules to your chessboard, your mindset, your square that you must use for yourself to win in this game. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about these things, okay? See, here's the thing, man. The one thing I want you guys to think about as far as the game goes, you want to play for you. You don't play for her friendship, play to get her to like you. You don't play for her body. You don't play for anything but for you. Because if you cannot hold you down to yourself, then what is there for her to fight for? If you are not holding yourself down, think about what I'm saying, guys. And here it's saying, let me give a shout out. Thank you, man. Appreciate that shit, brother. Thank you for the super chat, man. Appreciate that shit. Because listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. I'm not saying to yell at a woman. I'm not saying to put your hand on a woman. I'm not saying to lie to a woman. I'm not saying to manipulate a woman. I'm not saying deceive a woman. I'm not saying to trick on a woman. I'm not saying to put something in her drink and do some ungodly things to her. We're not saying anything. This is not us bashing women. And this everything I'm saying is about you. But a lot of women who have never dealt with a man will take, they're not going to like this. Because they're not used to someone that has this thing called a standard. And when you have a standard, you can move and talk to them in different ways that most people don't understand. And that's what I want y'all to have. I need y'all to understand that you are a standard. And the thing that a man does as a standard is one must stop trying to fit in to what he thinks the woman wants him to be, and one must stop trying to fit out of what he thinks a woman needs him to be, and just be. See, most people won't tell you that when you are building the worlds in your mind and you're working on your mouthpiece, who you are, you're working on every aspect of you, you are talking to her without saying any words to her. Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. Much love. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. But, hey, guys, I got a question. Put a Q. I got y'all guys. If you have any questions. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, you're putting too much work into the woman. This is what I'm saying. Think about all the work that you put into the woman that you can put into yourself to get the woman. Think about what you're doing. I mean, guys, I mean, let's be honest. Look at all the work that you're doing. You're trying to be your friend. You're trying to beat around the bush. You're trying to kiss her ass. You're trying to follow what she thinks. You try to take her out to dinner. You try to impress her. You try to prove yourself. You do all this trying, and yet you still cannot penetrate the walls. And then you get mad at her because she only sees you as a friend, because you chose to go at the game the wrong way instead of the right way. See, y'all think y'all can cheat the game. You can't cheat a woman that knows game. You can't cheat. You can't cheat that, brother. No matter how many ways you want to spin it. And for those that's listening, don't forget, we're going to go live at 3 in the morning, if y'all are still listening. We're going to kick off a show at 3 in the morning, so we want y'all to realize at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, around that 3:15, around that time, we're going to kick off a live show. Just want to let y'all guys know, so hopefully y'all guys can tune in. But as I'm saying before, and lines are open for you guys, but what I am saying for all you guys out here as far as game is this. Always understand something that y'all need to, this is very important. Women are always moving and they're always on the hunt. Women are always moving and they're always on the hunt. And here's the problem. You don't understand that what you say positions and puts you in the sight of the arrows she's going to shoot to capture you, or her legs opening up to welcome you in. They're all, listen, women want excitement because it's one thing that they don't get through anything. They don't get any excitement. Guys, let me tell you excitement. See, when I was doing the poetry, going to the poetry clubs, man, because, you know, oh, my God, man. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, man. The fastest, if you guys want pussy as fast as you say you want pussy, then you need to go to get on stage and recite poetry. Guys, no dinners, no drinks, nothing. You just get your ass on the stage and say what you say. Sit down and wait for the women to come to you. Wait for the women to buy you drinks. You know, you'll get something away. Hey, those women over there, the women will wave at you. Somebody will say, oh, is a seat taken? And they'll sit down and start talking. Guys, the easiest way, and that's, I can see why my mentor got me working on my mouthpiece, because when, guys, I always tell you to take a field trip, and I know y'all don't want to believe me, take a field trip to a poetry club or a slam or something, like open mic. Take a field trip. And walk in that motherfucker and watch the women, how they dress. They're not even dressed like the club. They dress like they're on a date. Every woman in there who is even with a guy in there for mental, sexual, stimulating, sexual, this mind-fucking experience. Guys, I'm telling you, even a guitar. Listen, if you can play a guitar in the middle of if you can play a guitar and you're just in the middle of the park or something, and you're just playing and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna smash that ass, I'm gonna bend it on over, yeah, I'm gonna smash that ass, baby, come over, ring, 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 and everybody, and you got those women right there. They throw you. They wait till your set's over, and some of them motherfuckers will come up to you and start coming at you, because write this shit down. The man that can express himself through music, poetry, some rap, can't say all, are actually the ones that can talk that shit in their ear when it's go time, are the ones that can give them a sexual experience when they're rubbing themselves, or when you are putting their knees to their shoulders, you all in their ear. And it's the one thing that they don't use. I told you guys, what are they used to? What are all the women used to right now? Who was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's all they used to. That's it. That's in the end. That's all they used to, man. They're not used to a motherfucker in their ear. But let me tell you something. This is what I was taught from my, this is when you know you got it. It's not when you can write it. It's not when you can say it by yourself. It's when you can get up on that fucking stage where all the lights are shining on your fucking ass and recite what you're reciting to everybody out in the room. Yeah, the dudes are going to be like, yeah, that's cool, man, that's cool. But the women going to be like, damn, I got to figure out a way to fuck this guy. Guys, let me tell you how I fucked this woman with her who had a man that came to visit me. And let me show you how cool, cold, and calculated women are. So she went to these poetry things. I didn't even know who the fuck she was, but she went there with her man and shit. I got on stage, and I can notice that, you know, she wanted to come by. Her first move was this, and he didn't even recognize it. Her first move was to come by with her man to introduce the two of them to say, oh, what you say was very nice. Oh, you're a very nice speaker. Oh, wow. Okay, and walk the fuck off. Now, what that was that was testing to see what I was going to do and how it was. Check that fast. So this one, now, the reason I'm telling you now is because she told me the game plan of how she got in my bed. So what she did was she slowly started to pull him out of the equation to bring in her girlfriends in the equation to give. Now, the only trusted ones, remember, a lot of women have to have trusted girlfriends, the ones that's not going to put business on the street, because she already knows she wants to fuck me, but she's figuring out how I'm going to fuck them. So she needs her board of trustees around her, right? She needs those women around. So she, look, you know, hey, babe, don't worry about it. I'm going to go out with my girlfriends. No, my girlfriends, we're going to go. We're just going to go to the poetry here, baby. I'll be back later. Mwah, mwah, mwah. To a point where she was so turned on. Because, yeah, y'all listen to my poetry. And she was so turned on by it that her first step in fucking me, we didn't fuck the first time. The first fuck was when she was with her man. The second fuck is when she listened to what I was saying, went home and fucked her man. Now, let me say something, y'all guys, because I think some of you guys might have done this before. How many times you fucked your girl and you imagined she was somebody else? So y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. So don't think women don't do that shit. So what she did was she fucked her man and imagined that motherfucker was me. So she was already hooked on me. See, I hooked him with the words. I don't, guys, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all this shit. When you're on stage and you're spitting all that yak, those women are moving past a level and a fantasy that goes beyond the average guy, because this motherfucker is breaking down. God damn, he said, okay, gentlemen, why do you think it doesn't matter if it's a skateboarding goth metal artist with a plate in his mouth? He's got eyelashes, and he's got makeup on, and he's got spiky hair. He still will have groupies, because it's not him that they fall in love with. It's the words that touch her. See, every artist out there, whether it's rap, hip-hop, jazz, pop, rock, in music business, movie stars, all that stuff, why do they have fan clubs and groupies? Because the fan club and groupie is imagining and fantasizing to fuck that guy. I want to be with this guy. And, you know, this is how it would be if I was with this guy. And this is how he would touch me. And listen to what he's saying to me. So this and that. And my God, I got to. Guys, the poetry club is. And listen. I'm talking college all the way up. There's no number that goes in that club. And what those women do is at that point when you're getting off the stage, it's at that point that they are trying to figure out how to get to you faster. Waitress, okay, when he sits down, can you buy him a drink and show him me? Or I need to go over there before that. Oh, shit. God damn, I got to wait. All right, hurry up, leave. Okay, she's gone. Let me make my move over there. I promise you it's like that, okay? Can you give a quick example of the poetic breakdown you did on stage? What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean by the poetic breakdown? What do you mean by that? Just like a poem or something? I don't understand. What do you mean by that? Let me know. I'll answer it, but I need to know what do you mean by the poetry breakdown. But, Steve, if we receive so much mental stimulation from men like you, then what can we do as women to have the same type of effect on men? Well, your effect on the man is the fact of how you're worshiping, cleaning, cooking, washing dishes, and doing all the things you're doing. You know, filling up my refrigerator, going shopping, buying that negligee for me, buying me colognes, jewelries, watches. So you can always, you'll get your return back for that mental stimulation when you buy in. Would you say it's vulnerability that poets or musicians show that draws the ladies? No, it's not the vulnerability. It's the, it's your word. Okay. You're saying to a woman who doesn't have or never have ever received mental, listen to me. Okay. Follow me on this one. This is deep. We're talking about can y'all give Harlot the link to the poetry thing? I'll do something for you real quick, but give him the link to the poetry. Give him the link to the poetry so you see what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is this: is that the words I'm fucking. See, remember I told you. That's why my mentor made me watch him in that woman's ear and made me watch Bob Ross and made me start writing poetry, because my tongue is going to paint a blank canvas into any fucking thing I want. And she's going to be receptive to it because the average guy is painting stick figures on that canvas. So I'm painting Mona Lisa's with my words and stuff, okay? And you're saying, but how can I work in on my mouthpiece? Do you understand the two things connect? They both connect. That's how my mouthpiece was created, through understanding and realizing the rule of poetry and Bob Ross and painting pictures in her mind. All right, let me give you one. All right. Okay. Let's see here. So, I'll give you a quick example. Let me give you a quick example, because I'm going to go deeper than the poetry, but let me give you a quick example. So I'm walking, I'm looking, and I see this as a painting. I want to put this in my kitchen. I put it in my kitchen, okay? So when I look at the painting, I already got the poem in my head that I want to write, okay? So let me show you, okay? So it's the poem that I'm going to write, but then from the poem, I'm going to use from the poem to be able to use this to position myself better, okay? So I see the poem, and I'm looking at, and this is what I'm saying. I can see right now, as you come over, you're a little bit nervous. Baby, you have nothing to worry about, because I got you covered. All I want you to do is let go of your mind, your thoughts, and your inhibitions, because right now you and I are in a moment where nobody else can see you, taste, or talk, or judge you. Right now, you and I are one thought, one mind, one moment. And when I'm looking at you and you're looking at me, you're looking with anticipation, wondering what I'm going to do next. And as I undress you slowly, bit by bit, and unbutton every piece of clothing that you have, I look dead in your eyes. And I'm not just looking in your eyes. I'm looking through your eyes. I'm looking to see a woman that's a little bit nervous. So I make sure that I take my time to make sure that the experience that you and I have is going to be an experience that you will never forget, because I don't want to rush something so beautiful. Have you met you before? So I want to take my time and undress you. But not only do I want to undress you, I want to taste what food is going to be like off of you. That's what I want to do. That's the plan. So I whisper and tell you that, you know what? Tonight is not about me licking you, touching you, or penetrating you. Tonight is about me tasting what food is like off your body, because a body like that has to have food on it. I've got to see what the difference is on the whipped cream, the strawberries, and all the things that I'm going to put on your body, one by one, bit by bit, layer by layer. And as I lick something off of your body, I will slowly take my time and look up at you. And as I go towards your hips and your thighs and eat something, whatever it is, I'm just going off the top of my head. This is just going off the top of my head. So just follow me on this. But as I do that, again, I can slowly take my right hand and rub the outside of your thigh with my hand, and slowly curve it on the inside from 2 to 3 and drag it from the inside of your thigh to your knee, under your knee, over on top of your thigh, all the way up to the point where I'm getting close to your pussy. But you know what? As I told you before, tonight is not about me tasting you. Tonight is about me seeing how food tastes off of you. Okay? So, guys, so that's just – I'm just showing you a point. So, when I'm showing you guys – so, when I'm showing you – okay, so that – I'm just saying that's just off the top of the head. Okay? I'm just showing you. Okay? So – let's say I wrote that down as a poem. Okay. I'm just going to tell you. Let's say I wrote that down. Okay. So now when she's over my place and she's looking at this, how do I use this? I get behind her and I let her know that, you know what, this right here is, I don't got to use a woman anymore. I'm going to use you, Peach. You know what, this, oh, you're looking at this. Oh yeah, this is just a peach. This is an artist named Peaches, and it's a woman that I love her paintings because she is always describing the woman who is looking to explore sexuality but is too shy, too afraid to do that. And when I see this painting, I can see somebody that is appreciating the woman's body, not just trying to penetrate her body, but appreciate it by taking his time and eating off of her body. And it was something that when I meet a woman that is sexy, I mean, look at you. Wait, hold on, come here a second. Let me show you something. Come a little closer. You see, when I put you around my hands, we walked out that door, I knew right now that, you know what, maybe not tonight, but there will be a night that I'm going to undress you in this room right here. And I'm going to take my time and take every button off, just like I'm doing right now. I know that smile is telling me to go forward, but I'm not going to go forward. But let me whisper in your ear real quick and let you know how sexy you are. And you know what? If we was in this moment right now, I can tell you the exact fruit I'll be eating off of you to see how it tastes. But you see what I'm saying? See, remember, guys, all I'm doing is taking the painting. Or again, I'm taking the painting, okay? And then I'm utilizing it, okay? Well, yeah, because that's what sex is to the woman. See, most guys, the biggest problem that they have, let me check the phone lines. The lines are open, guys. But the biggest problem that most guys have is they assume that women think like us. They don't think like us. Yes, they love physical sex, but they want the emotional connection. See, gentlemen, when you can get the emotional here, it doesn't matter how big your dick is. It doesn't matter if you come fast. It doesn't matter if your dick can get hard. It doesn't matter if you're in a shitty-ass apartment. It doesn't matter if you live with your parents. It doesn't matter that she will fuck you in your car, the alleyway, the movie. She will make a way because the connection that you have is so great that she's not judging you off of what you do. But see, the problem with most of you guys out here is you guys think that, well, I got to fuck her, I got to fuck her, and that's fine. But you're not looking at sex. See, sex is not the penetration or the physical, okay? I want y'all to listen to me. Sex is not the physical. You know what sex is? Sex is with us. For me, it's this. You see that one point? Not my mind. I'm saying my little cookie ear and shit. This is, hold on, this right here. That's sex. That's sex right there. That's sex to me. Because let me show y'all this, okay? Okay, let me show y'all something. Let me see if I still have it. Let me show you, because I showed y'all before in wintertime, and I think I still have it. So let me see if I have it to show you. I want to show y'all something. Give me a second, guys. I want to show y'all something. Because my guy is still smashing this woman now, and she's doing everything. Okay, let me give you an example. In the wintertime, now understand. Now, in the wintertime, remember, I got game. So I always tell you, if y'all got a fireplace, y'all would tell y'all get this to make the fireplace colorful. But that's not just what – that was one thing I had him do. But hold on. Let me find this shit. Let me show y'all how game is and how cold your boy was. And if I can't find it, I'll show you exactly. Here it is. So, gentlemen, peep game. In the wintertime, I had a client that did everything I told him to do. He did everything I told him to do, moved everywhere. He had the wine. He had, remember, the fireplace. Remember the fireplace, all that stuff. I always help you guys to set your crib up to position yourself. So he took down maybe one or two nude paintings and he put to kind of give the theme of winter. But it was also a theme that he used for a woman that came over. She came over and he used a picture. She said, "Wow, it's a very nice picture." Well, he said, "It's not just a picture. It's something that I would love to enjoy with a woman. And this is what I see." And if y'all, again, I'll break it down from the bottom right. The bottom right is where I would love to make a snowman with a woman, where we can build a snowman together, where I can grab, tickle her, and start kissing her. The ice that you see is somewhere where we can ice skate, fall on each other, roll, and have a good time in ice and fall and have fun and not take life seriously. The top right is where we will have a snowball fight, where then I will grab you, I will grab a woman, bring her close to me and kiss her. And then last but not least, that the cabin is where I would dress her by the fireplace and slowly start to break her body down and fuck the shit out of her, make love, however you want to say it. So she was very intrigued by all this. But the woman said, "You know what, I do love the wintertime, but you know what, the one thing I love the most was the summertime, or the spring or somewhere," she said, "was because one thing that I did when I was a little girl that was real special to me is that I used to go paddle boat riding." Okay? This is what I'm saying, guys. Remember, I told you here is where it's all at. See, for the average guy, y'all going to say, "Well, paddle boat ride, okay, whatever, anyway, okay." So what did he do? Because he's a student of the game. He's always paying attention to the opponent and what she's saying. So when she said that, he what? Scribe. All right, write this down. Okay, springtime, she's always, something she's done as a little girl, she loved to go paddle boat riding. So what we got to do is we're going to find a place that we can feed the ducks and go paddleboarding, okay? We can go paddleboarding. It's going to be a surprise for her. So remember, this is in the wintertime, but this is when he broke her. He broke her at this moment. See, the moment that he did this, he broke her. He broke her. This was the moment the pussy would always be here, his, based off of that one thing. Because, gentlemen, see, what y'all guys don't understand is sex is not the body. It's listening to the woman. It's listening to what she's saying. I'm saying, look, wait, let me get my notebook. God damn it. I got to show y'all. Hold on. Do I have something to write on? Let me just write on this. Let me show y'all what sex is. Y'all don't even see that shit because nobody tells y'all this shit. But I'm going to continue the story in 1 second. But let me show you what sex is. Okay? I'm going to show you what sex is right now. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to show you what sex is, all right? Sex. This is sex. Sex is knowing and listening to the smiles, because every smile has its own story. And if you know the story and you can recognize a smile, I'm talking even in smiles. Sex is knowing in moans. When she sighs, that's sex, because you must be able to listen and read the opponent versus look at the body. See, you're so busy looking at the body, you're not listening to the things that's going to trigger sex in her by paying attention to the things that she says. Ready, guys? Not when she's saying it, when she's not saying it, okay? So what I'm saying is this, okay? But let me stop. Wait, hold on. Give me a second. 1 second. I want y'all to understand this, okay? Now, I want y'all to see this right here. You see that? Y'all see that? And I'm glad that you feel that's caking, okay? So this isn't for you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye. We're glad. I'm glad he felt that it's caking. I'm glad he felt that, because if you feel what I'm saying is caking, then leave, because I'm not taking her and spending any money on her. All I'm doing is listening. And if he feels that I'm caking, then that's his belief. That's who he is, and this is not for him. But I'm not here to explain myself to him. I'm here to help you guys out. And let me give a shout-out to – thank you, L. I appreciate that shit. Much love to you, man. And I'm saying to all you guys, but let me finish what I was saying, okay? Let me show y'all something. So as I was saying to you guys out there, okay, what I was saying to you guys out there, okay, thank you, Russ. I appreciate that shit. Appreciate that. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. Let me tell you what he did. So remember, he just remembered a thought, and I don't even know, a paddle boat ride, what is it, like $14 each? Like 14, 15 bucks, less than 20 bucks or whatever. So let's say, I think if I do the ad, I got to find, ask him what it was. Let's say you just spent $20. So 20 piece, which is 40 bucks to do the paddle thing. Let's do the math. Guys, can y'all get y'all pens out? Let me show you something. Let's do the math. Hold on. Let me pull it up. What do you got? Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. Hold on a second. All right, I want y'all to let us take a moment, and because I know old boys say I was caking, that's cupcaking, but let us take a moment. Hold on, let me find that shit. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me find that shit. Give me a second. Let me find that shit. Hold on, 2 seconds. Hold on. Give me a second, guys. Give me a second, because I'm gonna show you this, and let's do the math. Let me take a photo of this and show you what he got. Now remember, he was like the guy just said, that's cupcaking, right? Okay, so let's do the math. I want y'all to do the math. Okay, let me show you what he got. Let me show you what he got, and let's do the math. And this is not even, let me post this up. So everybody, does everybody have their pens out? Because before I show you this, I want to explain what happened. And then we're going to do a little bit of adding and subtracting, because what the guy's saying, that I'm telling y'all that this is cupcaking and all this other stuff. So anyway, let me finish this before I post what I'm going to post to you guys. So what happened was, for you guys out there, okay, so he spent, it was like $40. I think it was like $40. Okay, so it was about $40. So let's look at that. And I'll be honest with you, it was under 20. So let's just call it $40. Okay, because I want to make sure we got it right. So he spent about 40 bucks. Okay, so what he did was he drove over, he blindfolded her, took her hand, and took her to this paddle boat thing that he spent $40 on. He spent $40 on it. And not only did she cry, it was that moment she submitted the pussy to him. But who was this woman that was so interested in the painting? Let's say, do y'all know how much a lawyer makes? Do y'all know how much a practicing attorney makes? Well, that's here nor there. Forget about that. Because he didn't even know what she was, because he never asked what she did for a living. But this practicing attorney who's caked the fuck up, who he spent $40. So, guys, all my dogs out there, I want y'all to get your crayons out. Let's do the math. Let's do the math. So he spent $40. Let's say $40.99 loaf of bread. Can someone add up, please? Let's add up a few more items, because I want y'all to make sure that we add it all up to see what's the investment. How much are grand muffins? How much are grand muffins? Can someone find that up? Add that in there. Let's see. Let's add strawberry. Find the price of strawberries. Find the price of ice cream. Find the price of whipped cream and a caramel drizzle if we can. Let's add all that up, guys. Let's add it up, because I'm going to show you it. Let's add it all up. Yeah, get the calculator out. I'm going to show y'all something. Let's add it all up. Because this guy had a birthday last month, and let's add up. So can we add up everything he spent? $40, grand muffins, strawberries, whipped cream, ice cream, drizzle. He bought a blindfold, and he drove him, okay? Matthew, we do it all, Matthew. It's not videos. You got to get coaching, Matthew. It's not about videos, coaching. So can we get a total, please? Can we get a $2.99 grandmother? Can we get a total, please? Can we total everything up real quick? Come on. Everybody total it up. So we're going to see what he got in his investment. I'm going to show you what he – let's look at his investment. So can we get a total of what he got? So we're going to go with – okay, we look. Okay, can we just say – let's round it off. Can we say about $65? So he spent $65, okay? So that guy that I just banned said that was tricking and cupcaking or whatever. All right, so let's call it 70. Let's round it off. Let's call it $70. So let's go ahead and take $70, okay? All right, let me go get show you what he got for his birthday. So let's take $70 and subtract it by this. Let's take $70 and do the subtraction. Now, we're not adding the surround sound. We're not adding the PlayStation. And we're not adding the extra joystick. But no, let's just take the $70 that he y'all think the guy said, oh, my God, he's tricking his money off. Let's just take that $70. Let's take that $70 and driving and listening to what she's saying, blindfolding her, taking her on a paddle boat that costs $20 a head, grand muffins, and all the other stuff. Oh, I forgot. No, hey, guys, we can add in the croissants. Guys, if you want to, we can add in he made a croissant breakfast for her as well. He did a windshield croissant breakfast. You can add up the fruit and the whipped cream and the fresh squeezed orange juice. So come on, let's add it all up. Let's add it all up and let me know who came out. Add it all up. Let's add it all up. Let's add it all up. Listen. We're not even, y'all don't even know how much a new Xbox costs, a new PlayStation, surround sound. So we're not even talking about, I'm not even talking about that shit. But let's talk about that one gesture because he was listening to something she said in the winter. Remember, she said it in the wintertime. He just did it a little while ago. And it broke her in a way where she was really connected. Now failed to mention master the bedroom, kissing 101, fucking 101. He did flirt to fuck, so he did all the sex stuff as well. But what he came out of, and this is one of many gifts, this is just one. So what I'm saying to you guys, and I know for a lot of you guys, it's just a tea, but what y'all don't understand, just think about something for a second. Just think about it. See, I don't think y'all understand this. You're not tricking because, number one, he wants to do it. He wasn't doing it to fuck. That's the thing, y'all don't get it. He did it because he fucked her here. Because out of all the guys that she ever told that to, gentlemen, he was the only one that listened, and he was the only one that did something about it in a smooth, romantic way. And if you guys think there's something wrong with listening to what a woman says, blindfolding her and driving her to do the one thing that she has always wanted to do as a little girl, as weak, then I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell y'all guys. I don't know what to tell y'all guys. I do not know what to tell you guys at all. Because what I'm saying is you don't know who you're dealing with. And he had no idea she was caked up. But see, that wasn't even the point about caked up. It was about he stood on who he was. He didn't talk about what he had. But you want to know why she gave him that? Because you know what? There ain't nothing too good for the guy she's fucking, and not even her man. Listen to what I'm saying. She's not even her man because she knew from the get-go that she's not the only woman. She knew from the get-go by how he was talking to her versus talking at her that he was on a whole different plane. But how he set up his apartment, how he set up everything that I showed you guys, I always show you all this shit, all this stuff. So in December when he had the different color fire, like the fire guys, like I told you, I always see nobody tells you about this. I am the only one on YouTube that is even showing you this shit right here. Nobody even shows you this. And in the wintertime, I'll be telling you about this. But who do you know tells you to do this? To change up the scenery of the fucking fire. Of the fire. Who tells you that shit? And that's what all he did was calculate. She calculated that, you know what? I might not be able to date them, which I don't like, but I gotta fuck them. Follow me on this. He was messing around with her and all that other stuff. And listen to me. Let's see. They got met in the wintertime. So he was messing around. But remember I told you guys, he didn't make it about fucking. And for all my guys out there, let me tell you a little bit more of the story. I can't give it all away, but let me tell you a little bit of how deep this story goes, how this rabbit hole goes. Because this rabbit hole splits off with not only the shit she's buying for him, but let me tell you something. How do you think it feels when you get a woman that is not giving you any pussy or, you know, she's doing things with you? Because, again, not every woman is just going to give themselves away. But when he started doing the Kissing 101, the Kissing 101 triggered her to start pushing more up on him. The dirty talk started with the dirty talk plus the master of the bedroom plus the Kissing 101 made her push up closer. The Kissing 101, he did a Kissing 101, dirty talk. So all he was doing was different moves. So it was, and this remember, because five play works with your clothes on. So he was doing making out, Kissing 101, dirty talk one time, master the bedroom, flirt the fuck. So he was always changing it up. He was doing the shower thing, Lancey in there, everything I was instructing him to do. And guys, he didn't even get the pussy. But how about once he got the pussy? That's not even the big shit that I'm telling you. How do you think it feels when you get a woman who's never licked pussy before, who first says she's not even going to give the pussy up because, you know what, you know, she just wants to take her time. No, don't listen, guys. And taking her time was not being friends, because they would get to a point they were one step away from sex, but they didn't have sex. But because he didn't make it about sex, see, when they got to the point of having sex, and she, you know, she said, well, you know, this is going a little too far. Guess what he would do? Now, why? Now, listen, guys. Listen. Remember that? He would mess with her. And the first time she said, well, we got to slow down. You know, we're going a little too far. Let me show you the fucking dope-ass man mindset move that fucked her world up, that shifted everything. He listened to what she said. He didn't get mad at her. He didn't cop her attitude. He just stopped, and they were cool with it. So let's get to maybe it's a few nights after that. They're doing the same thing, doing the same thing. And guess what, guys? He knew the point that she was going to stop it, but guess what the fuck he did? He stopped it before she could ever say, let's stop. And that fucked her up. Because then at that point, she's like, well, what's wrong? Listen, wait, guys, I don't think y'all understand. Hold on, let me slow this down for my aficionados. I don't think y'all understand. Let me check the phone lines. I think the lines are down. So guys, the lines are down. So